Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. So much power, wonder-working. faith, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercies, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shedding of blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. It's power.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Come on, enter in with all faith, believing, trusting God for a mighty move in your life and those in our family and all that you love and concerned about right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, come surrender them all over right now with holy blessings. Oh, Lord, I just want to say thank you. Come and give God some praise, amen. Praise him on high, praise him, praise him. If you come believing on today, just open up your mouth and say, I believe, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way right now. We decree and declare the goodness of the Lord right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, you are the head of our life and the lift of our heads, and we just want to say thank you. We come offering up a praise of thanksgiving this morning. We rejoice in the hearing and the calling upon your name, Lord God, for you are our shepherd and we shall not want. Amen. It's you that leads us. Amen. It is you that guides us by the Holy Spirit, and we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Enter in. Whatever it is that's plaguing your mind, whatever it is, amen, that is keeping you in bondage, be free on today. Amen. Receive, receive right now the freedom that Christ has given us, that we are free and we are free indeed. Amen. He's done it. It is done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can't nobody change it, amen. God has done it, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning, amen. If you're just excited about being here, amen. If you're excited believing and knowing, amen, it's God who keeps you, amen. If you're excited, hallelujah, and knowing, hallelujah, that this is the day that the Lord has made, amen. Hallelujah, you rejoice and be glad in it because God has remembered us on today and he has kept us and those in our family. We didn't get a late night phone call, hallelujah, hallelujah, about anyone in our family, amen. No one got a call about us, amen. We have here, amen, hallelujah, for we are God's own, we are created for his good works. Come on, let's enter in and receive on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come with all faith on today. Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing, oh Lord. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken off the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for remembering us on today. Hallelujah. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your hedge of protection that's around us, that keeps us. Hallelujah, safe from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. Oh, Lord, we come entering in this morning believing and trusting you for a mighty move in our life and those in our family. But most of all, Lord God, we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. And, Lord, we ask, what is it that you will have for us to do? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we decree and declare 1 John 1 and 9 that we are cleansed and washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your shed blood on Calvary that redeems us from the curse of the Lord, sin and death. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come humbling ourselves in your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, let the wicked be purged out the land, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day that you've given us in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah to your name, God. Oh Lord, we need your help, Father God. Oh, Lord, help us on today. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now. Amen. And pour out, amen. Let there be a great pouring in, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, stir up our spirits this morning. Hallelujah. That we will operate with the Holy Spirit. And that we will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We bind and cast out the spirit of Avalon. Abdon. In the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that we're redeemed from destruction. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break our curse of destruction, our family and bloodline right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We renounce our pride that would open the door for destruction. We, hallelujah, Lord, rescue our soul from destruction and those in our family. Amen. Lord, send your word and deliver us from any destruction. The destroyer cannot come into our life or our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The destroyer cannot destroy our prosperity. We decree and declare Psalm 91 and 6. We are delivered from destruction and waste at noonday. There's no waste of destruction within our borders. We will enter in at the straight gate. We will not walk in the path that leads to destruction. We bind the spirit of mammon that leads to destruction in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We will keep our mouth and avoid destruction. Hallelujah. We will bind it. Hallelujah. We bind and rebuke the spirit of poverty that leads to destruction. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we rebuke all destruction from our gates. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we close up any breach in our lives that would give Satan and demons access. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, let your anointing break the enemy's burden from off our neck, and let every yoke be destroyed. Remove our shoulders from every burden, oh God. We cast our cares upon you, Lord God. For your word says in 1 Peter 5 and 7 that you care, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We cast our burdens upon the Lord, and he sustains us. Hallelujah. Lord, break the yoke of the enemy's burden, and break the stab and the rod of the oppressor, as in the day of Midian. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let every yoke of poverty be destroyed. He come out, shit. In the name of Jesus Christ, let every yoke of sickness be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let every yoke of bondage be destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let every unequal yoke be broken and destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We destroy every yoke and burden of religion and legalism on our life, our religious leaders right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take upon our life the yoke and burden of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, for it is easy. Amen. My Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough this morning, oh God. It is you, oh God, hallelujah, that has done it all. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, use us. For you say, who will go, oh God? We shall go, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Father God, order our steps. Hallelujah, that we may be blessed in this, that we may end up in places that we can truly be a blessing, be blessed in. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you this morning. Oh, Lord, have your way, oh God. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you bless us all with long life, good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life. Amen. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you, hallelujah, enough, but we thank you for it. By faith, we receive it right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bind and cancel our spirits of self-accusation and compulsive confession in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cancel our spirits of fear, of judgment, self-pity, self-compassion, false compassion, and false responsibility in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cancel our spirits of depression, of despondency, despair, discouragement, and hopelessness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cancel our spirits of guilt, of shame, condemnation, unworthiness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cast on our spirits of death, mighty kabashe, right now, God. And we just want to say thank you. We bind and cast on our spirits of perfection and pride, vanity, ego, intolerance, frustration, and patience in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that we speak life. We speak healing and blessings of the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. We bind and cast out the spirits of rejection, fear of rejection, and self-rejection in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cast out our spirits of lust, fantasy, lust, harlotry, and perverseness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cast out our spirits of insecurity, inferiority in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cast out the spirit of accusation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. Oh, Lord, help us on today. We bind and cancel our spirits of control and possessiveness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cast out the root of bitterness. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cancel our spirits of hatred, resentment, violence, murder, unforgiveness, anger, retaliation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cancel our spirits of paranoia, suspicion, distrust, persecution, confrontation, and fear in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that for you, Lord God, did not give us a spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind. And we decree and declare that we operate it right now to the full measure of Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we come believing, but Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that healing may spring up, that breakthrough may come, that a way may be made. Amen. Hallelujah. That a way may be made. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let all the gates of our life, hallelujah, in the city be repaired through the Holy Spirit. Let the valley gates, hallelujah, be repaired in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let the gate of the fountain that represents the flow of the Holy Spirit be repaired. Amen. According to Nehemiah 2 and 14, let the sheep gate that represents the apostolic be repaired. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let the fish gate that represents evangelism be repaired. Let the old gate that represents moves of the past be repaired. Amen. Let the dung gate that represents deliverance be repaired right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the water gate that represents preaching and teaching be repaired, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the east gate that represents the glory be repaired, oh God. Let the, hallelujah, let the water flow through the other gate into our lives, past our ankles, past our loins, and past our neck. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Ezekiel 47, 1 through 5, we decree that gate, hallelujah, that our gates of carbuncles, amen, our gates will be open, continue to receive the blessing of God. Amen. We command the north gate, the south gate, the east gate, and the west gate to open in our city to the King of Glory. We rebuke all enemies that will stand at the gates and try to stop our salvation from entering in. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray for the apostolic gatekeepers of our city to arise and take their places. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, God, let the gates of our life and city be shut up to uncleanness, witchcraft, drugs, perversion, and wickedness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we pray for the gateway cities in our nation to become gateways of righteousness and not iniquity. Amen. Lord, raise up Bethel churches that will be the gates of heaven. Amen. Lord, raise up apostolic gate churches that will usher presence and revelation to our region. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that any idol in our life or nation be destroyed and burned with your fire, oh God. Lord, cut down the idols in the land. Let the familiar spirits, wizards, and idols be taken out of the land. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the idols be confounded and the image be broken in pieces. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare Matthew 16 and 18, the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Amen. Let the gates of our life and city be open. Hallelujah, right now. Hallelujah, God. Oh, Lord, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, through Jesus, let us possess the gates of the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we are co-heirs to the kingdom of God, and we will not be denied. Amen. We will not take any counterfeits or substitutes. We decree and declare no setback, no losses, no missed opportunities. Amen. No abortions, no miscarriages. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. We're co-heirs to the kingdom of God. And we just want to say thank you that we're blessed from the kingdom. Amen. Made new by the kingdom. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. Lord, you created the high places for your glory. Let not the enemy control the high places, oh God. Bind the prince of power of the air, Lord. I bind right now in the name of Jesus Christ the powers of darkness that will control the airways. Hallelujah. Release filth and violence and witchcraft through the media in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority over the prince of media in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind spiritual wickedness in high places. Lord, destroy the idols in high places. We pluck, hallelujah, we pluck down high places of the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, because you've given us the power and authority that we could decree a thing and it shall be established in our lives. And we decree and declare that we are blessed by you, Heavenly Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Father God, we ask, let righteous men with your wisdom sit in the high governmental places of our city and nation. Amen. We will walk upon the high place according to Habakkuk 3 and 19. Let every high place of wickedness that has not been removed be removed right now according to 1 Kings 15 and 14. Let us ride upon the high place of the earth and let us eat the increase of the fields. Let us suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinting rock. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our high places built by our ancestors demons be removed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let not the high place, thy spiritual form destroy the hallelujah, but be rebuilt in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the high place be desolate. We tread upon the high place of the wicked right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we destroy the works. We break the power of any sacrifice done in these high places. We walk in the spirit of Josiah to deal with the high places. Amen. From the rivers and high places right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree in the crowd right now, Galatians 3:14, that we are the seed of Abraham and his blessing are ours. Amen. We choose blessing instead of cursing and life instead of death. Amen. We break and release ourselves from all generational curses and iniquities as a result of the sins of our ancestors in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break and release ourselves from all curse on both sides of the family, back 60 generations. We break all curse of witchcraft, social, and divination in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break and release ourselves from all curse of pride and rebellion. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us on today. Lord, we need you right now, oh God. Oh, Lord, touch, heal in the mighty way, oh God. Lord, send your word, and we decree and declare by your word we shall be healed. My Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, we come against every mental illness right now that's plaguing the mind and the body of Christ. Hallelujah, your children, oh God. Hallelujah, God, help us, oh God, that our thoughts be pure, righteous, and holy unto you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let your hand be our protection, oh God, be around our mind and thoughts. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let peace reign in our homes. Let peace reign in our jobs. Let peace reign in our workplaces. Let peace reign in the building of church. Amen. And we just want to say thank you for your peace, Father God, that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that it is so and it shall be no other way. We put on us right now the full arm of God. And we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we take the hallelujah. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way. We quench every fiery dart of jealousy, envy, anger, bitterness, and rage sent against our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We quench every firebrand, amen, sent against our life and those in our family by the enemy, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bind and rebuke our spirits of jealousy directed against our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We quench every fire, hallelujah, the enemy would throw into our sanctuary, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and cast out every fiery serpent sin against our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We quench every burning lamp that comes from the Leviathan's mouth. Amen. We will not be burned by the fire of the enemy. Amen. We overcome every fire trial. How do you sin against our life and those in our family by the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? We decree and declare the enemy will not be able to burn up our harvest. Amen. We quench every fire, hallelujah, of wickedness sin against our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We quench all ungodly words spoken against our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We quench every torch the enemy would, hallelujah, would use against our life and those in our family lives, amen, and all that we love and concerned about their lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We quench all gossip directed against our life and those in our families in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Isaiah 43:2, the enemy's flame will not kindle upon our life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell and against the enemy. The works of the enemy is destroyed. And we decree and declare victory has been won. And by faith we receive the victory. For the victory belongs to Jesus. And because we abide in him and he abides in us, we too have the victory. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we love you and we need you. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh, God, that you open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings upon our life, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Lord, we thank you for the overflow right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord. We love you. Satan, you are a defeated foe. And, Lord, we lift up every family member on today. Hallelujah. And those of us that are in marriage, hallelujah, we pray for those marriages on today. We pray for restoration, hallelujah. Restore the love, restore the hope, restore the joy, restore the peace, oh God. Let unity come where the enemy has caused division and confusion, oh God. Let peace reign in these marriages, amen, in our marriages. Oh, Lord, that our marriages may be fruitful, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, restore prayer, hallelujah, in the home, oh, God, that husband and wife will pray together, amen, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will have a made up mind to follow Jesus, amen, without turning back, oh, Lord. And we just want to say thank you that we must be mindful of who we are in Christ, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name, God. We bless your holy name. Come on, let's give God some praise, Lord. We bless your holy name because you've done it all. Oh, Lord, bless the land of Jerusalem and its people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We take heed to our spirit at all times. We decree and declare, oh God, and we ask that you help us according to Daniel 6:3. Let us have and walk in an excellent spirit. Amen. We loose ourselves from every spirit of whoredom in the name of Jesus Christ and those in our family. Lord, let us not operate in the wrong spirit. We loose ourselves right now from every spirit of error in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we overcome every antichrist spirit because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and cast out any spirit that would try to tear us apart. Amen. In any manner, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, stir up our spirit to do your will, oh God. We bind and cast out any demon of slumber from our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cast out all demons of fear and timidity in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We bind and cast out all seducing spirits that would come our way and come the way of our children and loved ones. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for this help. We thank you, Lord God, that you've opened up our eyes to see with new eyes and ears, to hear with a new ear. Hallelujah, that you blessed our mouths to speak with a new tongue, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would give us up, that you would strengthen us to bring forth our destiny, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, cleanse our lives from secret faults, oh God. Lord, let your secret be upon our tabernacle. Lead us and guide us, oh God, for your name's sake. Amen. Guide us continually, Lord God. Guide us into all truth. Guide us with your eye, oh God. Let us, hallelujah, guide our affairs with discretion. Amen. Guide us by the skillfulness of your hands, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, lead us in the plain path because of our enemies. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lead us, oh God, and make your way straight before our eyes. Make the crooked paths, hallelujah, straight, oh God. Place your straight and the rough places, oh God, smooth before us, amen, and those in our family, oh God, send your light and truth and let them lead us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, make darkness light before us and crooked things straight, oh God. Teach us to do your will and lead us into the land of uprightness, amen. We put on us right now the garment of praise of the spirit of heaviness. Oh, Lord, clothe us with the garment of salvation. We put on us beautiful garments right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let our garments always be right according to Ecclesiastes 9:8. Let us be clothed with humility according to 1 Peter 5:5. Cover us with the robe of righteousness according to Isaiah 61:10. Let our clothes be full of your virtue according to Mark 5:30. Amen. Let a mantle of power rest upon our life according to 2 Kings 2:8. Amen. Lord, give us wisdom in every area of our life where we lack, oh God, according to James 1:5. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you as we receive it by faith. We decree and declare in his soul, hallelujah, and his shield with the blood of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you for divinely intervening this morning and turning all around for our good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God, we thank you for the God I ask in Jesus' name that you bless us all. And I'm going and coming on today, and those in our family, those that are traveling on the road and will be traveling on today, Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercy. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, oh Lord. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over every vehicle, form, or transportation that we may take, of those in our family may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over and in it, round about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, and where our feet may tread, and where our head may lay, over our homes, all that we have and will have. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are walking in our season of record-breaking miracles, signs, and wonders of God's divine blessing and favor, God's divine hallelujah. Hallelujah, mercy and grace, God's peace, God's joy, God's prosperity, God's provision, God's love, hallelujah, that restoration has come, that we are restored, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everything that the enemy has taken from us has been restored greater than it was taken, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every bit of joy, every bit of peace, everything, hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare that we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. Our sins, hallelujah, have been forgiven. We're washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. By his stripes we are healed, amen. Hallelujah, God, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah, we bless your name, God. We can't thank you enough, Father God. It's you that have blessed us. For your words are that you have blessed, no man can curse, and that you have cursed, no man can bless. So, Lord, we thank you that it's you that have blessed. That is you, oh God, that is with us, for we don't have to fear what man will do. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Lord. We bless your name as we read your word this morning, Father God. We ask, oh God, that you open up our understanding, oh God, to read and understand the scripture, God. Hallelujah, that your word may take root in us and be engrafted on our hearts and mind, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you. Oh, Lord, let us receive revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word, oh God, that we can apply it to our life and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, that we won't just be readers and hearers of your word, but doers of your word. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Right now, right now, right where you are, will you just praise him? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, yes, hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. God is able. Yes. He is able.
Good all the time. Thank
you.
God is able. I don't care what it looks like right now. I don't care what it feels like. God is able. We just got to trust God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Look around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I depend on what
satisfied. Checks won't work.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God is able.
We love you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless your family. Welcome this morning that God has truly blessed us with. Amen.
Yes.
That I don't take for granted. Every day I wake up and I'm just, Lord, I thank you because it could have been something different. But I'm still here. I don't take the day. I don't take my every breath I take for granted. I'm so grateful. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Many have gone home already. Amen. Many have already left, but we're still here. We're still here. Amen. Not for ourselves. Please don't get it mixed up, family. We're here to do the work of God. We're not just here to satisfy ourselves, amen, but to spread the good news, hallelujah.
Yes.
I pray that you position yourself to allow God to use you in a mighty way, in a mighty way, amen. God bless you. God keep your family this morning. I bless all in the name of Jesus. And we're gonna know how everybody's doing. Today is a busy day for me, you all. I do have a production today. So I want to try to wrap up here 11 o'clock, but not to rush the call, but if I can't wrap up around that time, but I do excuse. Please excuse me and understand. Hallelujah. I'm going to start with my mother, Tara. God bless you, Mama. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? God bless you.
Good, good, wonderful morning, as I say every
Saturday. From Houston
to New Danny. He woke me up more than once. He woke me up twice and three or four times, and I'm just so grateful.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for you, Mama. God bless you. Love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Aunt Bernadette, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
God bless you this morning. I'm thankful for the Lord for every day of my life. And I'm doing good. I'm doing great. I'm doing fine. And I'm thankful because I'm blessed.
Yes,
ma'am. Amen.
Yes, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hey, Bernadette, it's always so good to hear your voice. Amen. Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Cousin Ernie, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Oh, I've been fine. I'm doing good. It's just such a blessing. I'm just overwhelmed with all this. You know, just think about God's power. I mean, we don't even know where we go. And if he doesn't wake us up, we don't wake up. Oh, power is in his hand. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Praise God. When you're in a storm of life, just stand in the storm and bring on God, because he going to bring you out. Because you trust God, all power in his hand, he going to see you through. Praise God.
Yes,
glory, hallelujah, for another day to praise him. And they just praise him forever. Hallelujah, praise God. And thank you for that beautiful prayer. It covers everything. So God be the glory. And as I said before, ain't nobody mad but the devil, because we're praising God this morning. Because he's worthy. Worthy of all our praise. Every breath
Lord.
We take, praise his holy name. Every move we make, every beat of our heart, the blood flowing through our veins. I think I better shut up now, but I'm just overwhelmed with thankfulness, thankfulness, thankfulness. So God be the glory forever.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
amen and amen. Yes, God. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. So good to hear your voice and you're back on the line. I was thinking about you this week, so when I saw you on the line, I said, there go Cousin Earlene. I'm just so grateful, and I thank God.
Yes.
I thank you for allowing God to use you this morning to speak. Amen. Hallelujah. And blessed with
praise
your mouth. Glory to God. God bless you.
Praise.
God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you.
Love you.
Amen.
Thanks.
Amen.
Thanks.
Hallelujah. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you both. How y'all doing and how you been? Welcome.
Doing good. Good morning. Mama, you want to say good morning?
Good morning.
We're doing good.
Good
morning. We're doing great, as Aunt Bernadette always say. And thank God for seeing a wonderful, beautiful morning, and thank God for hearing everybody's voice. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 God bless you both. We love you. We thank God for you. It's so good to hear y'all on the line this morning. It's just a blessing. I'm telling you, I don't take it for granted. As we talked about,
Lord.
We've been 3 years going, 3 years strong, and I'm just trusting God and believing God for the more. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah.
Thank
keep
you
both.
Amen.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Hallelujah. I don't know this number. She can help me out here. Area code 601-807-7158.
Good morning, family. This is Connie and Brenda.
All right,
and we
all
together
God bless
this morning.
You. Welcome.
Thank God for you. Thank God for your prayers. Good to hear everybody's
Thank
voice
you.
On the line. So we got a beautiful day here in Faraday.
Yes.
So you've covered us in the name of Jesus, and we love
you.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, family. Good morning, Taiwanika.
Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah.
We're good. My mom and I have had a good week, so we're
Amen.
Grateful and thank God for that. I was here this morning with my sister. We were kind of waiting for home health nurse to come out and kind of check my mom's, where her skin is breaking a little bit. But we're good. We're good. We're good. We're grateful. We know God is in the healing business, so we're going to trust
yes,
him and
Lord.
Believe it. To God
yes,
be the glory.
Lord.
Love you, family.
Amen.
Love you, too. God bless you. Love you all. God bless you. So good to hear your voice on the line this morning. All on one line and one accord. So glory to the Most High God. We're trusting God for a healing. Lord, we just pray right now, Father God, as we lift up our A.T. Ruth and A on today. Lord, we know you to be a healing. Lord, we know you to be a restorer, Lord God. We ask you to restore that is broken right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let restoration come, oh God. Lord, release your healing virtue, your healing anointing in our body, oh God. Oh, Lord, speak to the blood, for we know life of the flesh is in the blood. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, bringing healing, being restoration to her body. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory over the good. We thank you for the great testimony of the great turnaround, oh Lord. We bless your
yes.
name, Father, and by faith we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth as we bring it to you, Father God, with all faith, amen, with combined faith on today. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray, we believe, we receive in the name of Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God
amen.
Be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you all.
Bless you.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Mama Terry Gordon, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
How are you this morning? God is good. I know
good.
God is able. Because truly we have to trust in God, because ain't no one else we can trust in but God. And I know God is
Lord.
Able, but I've been going through these last 2 weeks. I know
Jesus.
God is able. And I
just yes,
thank
Lord.
The Lord for you, Tapanika. And I do
Jesus.
Love you, and I love everyone that's on the phone
oh, we love
this
you.
Morning. Shout how good God is to us. Because we know what
mm-hmm.
nobody but his grace and his
yes,
mercy.
Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. God
Hallelujah.
Bless you. God keep you. We love
Amen.
You. Thank God for you. So good to have you back on the line. I was thinking about you this week, you and my cousin Earlene. And, oh, my Lord, my God, God answers prayers. I see y'all back on the line.
Oh,
so I'm
yes.
so excited. God bless you.
Yes.
Keep you. You know we love you. I love you. My Lord, my
I
God.
I love you.
It's turning around.
Yes.
Amen. Turn around is here. Amen. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep
Glory
you.
Glory to God.
Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God. Aretha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm blessed and I enjoyed that prayer this morning. And God keep on blessing me. And I thank for everyone being on the line and everybody doing good in Jesus' name. And I want you all to pray
mm-hmm.
for me that I will get strong and get out this bed and walk out there in my yard this
yes,
summer.
Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep
Glory.
It in love you.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for you. We pray the Spirit of God. Amen. The peace
yes.
of God reign. Hallelujah. We know we serve a God that is able. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we pray,
yes,
oh God, where she is not able, God, that you would make her able in the mighty name
able.
Of Jesus Christ to get up. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord,
able.
We know that she's
Hallelujah.
Been there for a while. Lord, we ask
God.
That you increase her faith, oh God, to stand and know.
Ooh.
Oh, Lord, it's you that makes her up, oh God. It's you that carries her. It's you that keeps her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank
Hallelujah.
You for restoration on today.
Yes.
Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we believe. Help us with our unbelief, oh God.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
God. Help us, oh God, to see you, know, God. Hallelujah,
yes.
that you're still working miracles. Amen. Even on today, we thank
yes.
you, Lord. And it's in Jesus'
yes.
name we pray. God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
I'm so grateful, family. I'm doing good this morning. A lot to do. I just encourage you all today, as I encourage myself to rest, to make sure you are taking rest. I find myself being busy, hallelujah, from the time I get up and I don't sleep much until the time I lay down to try to get back to resting, and I find myself not resting for some time. And so I encourage you all to make sure you take rest so that you can be refreshed. There's a time of restoration and a time of refreshing. So I just pray that you take that time out for yourself to rest. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Make sure you take some time when you come aside so that you can rest, so that you can be restored, and that you can be just great for others, but for yourself, so that you can be used to be effective. We want to be effective in this life. Amen. And we do have to take rest. Even Jesus says, even God said he took a day of rest, so we have to take that time to rest.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we don't rest when we die.
Hallelujah.
You know, we rest while we're alive. We don't rest. You just take rest.
Amen.
But anyway, I'm doing good.
Amen.
God bless you so good. I thank you all for allowing God to use you for me. I feel so thankful. On today, I just want to, you know, make sure that we're lifting up our Aunt Eliza Jane and praying for her and Cousin Kim that's normally on the line, Cousin Sean Denise, my niece Twan, my daughter Jamil, who's normally on the line. I'm not sure why they're not on today, but I trust God that they are fine and well. Just pray that God will continue to bless them and all kinds of protection. Come again.
Road trip. Kim and Aunt Jane, and they're all on their way to Detroit, so they're doing good. They were today.
All right, well, we pray traveling grace and mercy for them. We want them to know that we are thinking about them. You know, we love them. We're thinking about them and praying for them. My niece and my daughter Janelle, and just trusting God for a mighty blessing in their life and favor that they will allow God to use them mighty in the presence of many or just a few, or just one-on-one. And my husband Dorsey Manning and our children, so you continue to lift us up. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our scripture today is going to be coming from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1 through, let's do 1 through 5, 1 through 5, 1 through 6, 1 through 6. That's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 through 6. And I'm coming from the New King James Version. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 through 6, says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of us have that kind of faith? Amen. How many of us have that kind of faith? My Lord, my God, understand the scripture here.
Amen.
So far, this has shown the superiority of Christ over the law of angels and Moses and the old sacrificial system. Now it's list powerful examples of people throughout biblical history who stood firm in faith and didn't turn away. Do you remember how you felt when you were very young and were anticipating your birthday? You were excited and anxious. You knew, you know, you knew you would certainly receive gifts and other special treats.
Yes.
But some things would be a surprise. Birthdays combine assurance and anticipation, and so does faith. Faith is the confidence based on past experience that God's new and fresh surprises will surely be ours. Amen. Faith starts with believing in God's goodness and the truth that he is who he say he is. Faith it culminates with knowing that God will do what he promises. Amen. See, when we believe that he will fulfill his promises, even though we don't see them materializing yet, we demonstrate true faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to understand, family, amen, as I get ready to wrap up here in scripture here, God called the universe into existence out of nothing. He declared that it was to be, and it was, amen. Our faith rests in the God who created the entire universe by his word. See, God's word has awesome power. See, when he speaks, do you listen and respond? See, how can you better prepare yourself to respond to his voice? When we look at verse 4, Cain and Abel were Adam and Eve's first two sons. Abel offered a sacrifice that pleased God, while Cain's sacrifice was unacceptable to him. See, Abel's sacrifice, an animal, was more acceptable to God, both because it was a blood sacrifice and, more importantly, because Abel's attitude when he offered it. I want us to understand that in verse 6, as we wrap up here, hallelujah, believing that God exists is only the beginning. Even the demons believe that much, according to the book of James. See, God would not settle for mere acknowledgement of his existence. He wants your faith to lead, hallelujah, he wants your faith to lead to a personal dynamic relationship. See, the great church leaders of Augustine was among the first to ponder the relationship of faith to reason. He concluded, I want us to understand, I believe in order to understand, meaning that true understanding follows commitment to God. We cannot hope to understand God by human reason alone. I want us to understand that, family. I want us to understand that God has given us minds, and they should be developed and used. So ignore intellectual growth is to live a stunted, naive life. God wants our trust and faith, even while we ponder and wonder about so many matters that are mysterious to us. God has spoken to us, to our minds, our hearts, and our wills in the person of Jesus Christ. We do not believe in a void nor leap into the dark. Faith is reasonable, though reason alone cannot explain the whole of it all. Use your mind to think through your faith, but leave room for the unexplainable works of God. See, sometimes we wonder about the faith of those who haven't heard of Christ and have never even had a Bible to read. See, but God reassures us, and he assures us that all who honestly seek him, who act in faith on the knowledge of God that they possess, will be rewarded. So when I want us to understand, have that kind of faith, hallelujah. I'm not talking about wavering faith. I'm talking about a solid faith. Mm-hmm. When you tell others the gospel, encourage them to be honest and diligent in their search for truth. Those who hear the gospel, however, are responsible for what they have heard. Hallelujah. Yes. I pray that God has a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. It is my prayer, Father God, that we all be the doers of your word, oh God, that you increase our faith even the more. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. At this time, if you have any prayer petition, we want to take those prayer petitions. If your prayers already went forth, just say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to start with you, Mama, Mother Carol. God bless you, Mama. Go ahead. Mama, you there?
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hey, Bernadine, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, my prayer petition is continued prayer for Claude Timmons and Lewis Jones and Dorita. Every day of my life, I pray for Dorita. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you. We touch and agree on today. Father God, we ask, oh God, all that your daughters petition on life of Claude and Lewis and Dorito, God, that you would just move mighty, oh God. Oh, Lord, we pray for restoration. We pray for healing, oh God. We pray that you would strengthen them with your mighty strength, oh God, that they would stand up and go, amen, and turn the world, oh God, all that you've done for them, that they would testify your goodness, amen. We thank you for turnaround on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that you would increase their faith, oh God, that they will be able to receive the miracle of healing, the miracle of breakthrough, amen, the miracle of waking and open up. We seem to be no way right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. And, Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would continue to bless, oh God, hallelujah, our Aunt Bernadette with long life, wholeness, and newness of life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Yes. Amen. Let hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, Aunt Bernadette. God keep you. We love you. Amen. Cousin Erlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen and praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Cousin Connie and Cousin Brenda Gail Carter, Auntie Ruth, may God bless you all. Go ahead.
Amen. God bless you. God keep us all.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you all. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen, and may God bless everyone is on the phone this morning. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Go ahead. Amen.
Amen, and God bless everybody, and I love everybody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We love you too. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, we're just going to close out here in a prayer as I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Let's enter in, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare Revelation 12 and 11. The Bible says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and hallelujah, and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, every family member and loved one. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father God, as we come trusting and believing in the blood of Jesus Christ that has done it all, amen, that covers us. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our marriages, our ministries, our finances, our businesses, over every opportunity and all that we love, hallelujah, and have and will have, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes and property, over our spiritual life, over our destiny, over our calling, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ as a barrier around us.
Yes.
Protect us from the enemy. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare that no devil can touch us. Amen. We decree and declare that we are free from every attack of the devil. Amen. We decree and declare that we are free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That we are set free from every attack of the devil in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we are set free from every witchcraft and sorcery, satanic attack in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we are set free from fear. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we're set free from all health issues that may arise now in the future. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we're set free from all dangers and sicknesses. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we're set free from any limitations or stagnation. Amen. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, our entire family is set free from all attacks of the devil. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we're set free from all barriers, chains, walls, blockages that are hindering us from making progress. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we're set free from all signs of depression. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we're set free to be happy again. Hallelujah. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we're set free from all unproductive and heavy weighing relationships and connections. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we're totally delivered from all sins. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, by the power and the blood
blood of Jesus Christ. We are blessed going out, blessed coming in, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed when we lie down, blessed when we rise up. Amen. We're thankful, Lord God, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. Better days are here. Breakthrough is here. Business opportunities are here. Financial increase is here. Divine healing is here. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. You're doing a new great thing in us all. Amen. The curse of stagnation is broken in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, that every witchcraft prayer is broken and destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and witchcraft act. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that every spirit of lust perversion is broken off our family and those that we love is concerned about by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, every prayerlessness is broken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're free. Glory to God. We will proclaim our freedom right now. We're free by the blood of Jesus Christ. Whatever chain was holding us back has been broken and destroyed. We're free in the name of Jesus Christ. We're free by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ and the power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare according to Joel 22, verse 28, we're free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our whole family is free. Hallelujah. Yeah. We're receiving our breakthrough. We're receiving our deliverance. Our life will never be the same again. We're free by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but save in the promises of God, in the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us, all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's pray. If you receive it, open up your mouth and say, I receive it.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
I receive it.
In the blood of Jesus, we are free indeed. Hallelujah.
We are free.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Receive it in Jesus' name. God bless your family at this time. I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. And I will release the pastor's blessing. It has been a joyous time on the line today. And I just thank God for you all. Oh, I am so grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Mama, do you have anything you'd like to say? God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank you for interceding for us in prayer as usual.
Thank you, Lord.
As I say always. Until we meet again, love you all. Amen.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Steve, go ahead.
Yes, thank you for everything. I love you. I love your family.
Thank you, amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, go ahead.
Talanika, we really love you. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. I love y'all, too. God bless you. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
We love you. We thank God for you. Oh, Earlene. Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Amen and praise God. Everybody have a wonderful, safe weekend. Love you, Tyler Nick. Love all you guys.
Enjoy your life. God bless you. God bless. Was that Cousin Brenda Gale and Cousin Connie that was already... I already went. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Go ahead.
We love you. We love you. Thank you, Tabanika. You make my week, girl.
God bless you. God keep you. We just can't thank you enough.
I'm free.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. We love you. We love you.
Oh, we love you. I love you. God bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah, God. Amen. And
praise
amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Love
Amen.
Mama Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. I love you, Tapanika. I love your whole entire family. Because you is walking with God. And I miss you, I think about you that whole week. Because you just don't know how you taught my life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I love you. We love you. We thank God for you. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Go ahead.
I love everyone on the line, and don't eat too much barbecue and run your press show. Have a blessed day. I love you all.
Amen. We love you, too. God bless you. God bless you. And family, y'all have a good weekend. I look forward to being on the line with us next week, and I'm trusting God for the more for all of us. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the confidence that we and you, that we are children of God. Your tomorrows are going to be filled with joy. Your today is filled with joy, peace, and accomplishment beyond anything you can possibly imagine. You are living in the kingdom of glory where Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. It's in Jesus' name we pray, we receive, we believe, so we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Love you, family.
Love
you back. Happy Memorial Day.
Oh, I want to be here. Look upon his face.
All right, Sharon.
Let us sing forever.
That's me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
On the streets of glory, let me lift your voice.
Hallelujah.
Hear the past.
Hallelujah.
Hold it last. Ever so rejoice.
I want to hear that word.
Give it back to you. Give me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living